another person outside.
Good jail, but you told us that.
Ladies, please, not so early in the morning. Who is it, Frosch?
Oh, some kind of a marked man or something. Oh, I know, a Marquis.
Not the Marquis Renard.
How did you know that? Have you been drinking again?
Why did the Marquis come here? Frost, take these ladies to another room.
Number 13 is the only one available.
Is number 13 a waiting room?
You could say that a lot of people have done their waiting there in their time. Could I have your hand, Miss Gordon?
Ugh, you reek of liquor.
You don't suppose I'm going to start drinking eau de cologne at my age to suit your benefit? I'm sorry, that was.
Now what am I going to do? I have to welcome the Marquis. Won't that be a pleasant disgrace? Come in, Marquis.
Chevalier, what are you doing here? They've locked you up too?
I have a confession to make. I am not the Chevalier Chagrin, but Franck, the warden of this prison.
That's a good one.
Unfortunately, it's no joke, but the bitter truth, my dear Marquis.
Let's stop this Marquis nonsense. I'm Gabriel von Eisenstein, and I've come to spend my 8 days in jail.
Well, that's a good one, too. But I can prove you're not von Eisenstein, because I personally arrested von Eisenstein yesterday evening.
You arrested him? When?
Yesterday evening at his home. He was in his dressing gown, sitting quite contentedly having dinner with his wife.
In his dressing gown? In my dressing gown? Eating dinner with my wife?
No, with his wife. Oh, I was very moved by the fondness of their farewell. How they kissed goodbye.
Kissed? Bye! Where is this Eisenstein?
He's in number 12. But he's not allowed any visitors.
Warden, there's another lady outside.
Well, who is she, Frosch?
She wouldn't say, so I showed her into the waiting room.
You'll excuse me for a moment, Marquis.
Now, this is most upsetting. I calmly go off to jail, and another man is arrested in my place while eating dinner in my house. My wife. Where's my lawyer?
I don't know. Every time you turn around in this jail, something happens. Oh, here comes another lady. Oh, it ain't no lady. It's Dr. Blink.
That was quick.
Dr. Blink, you come on in here, and I'll get the prisoner Eisenstein from number 12. About time I'll let that singing bird out of the armor.
What was that? How can he get you? You're right here.
No, I'm not. I mean, not only am I here, but I'm there. And what are you doing here? Did you come to get my sentence increased?
You?
And stop laughing. It's not funny.
But you sent for me.
I sent for you?
The policeman told me expressly that Herr von Eisenstein directed that I come here immediately.
So, that gives me an idea. You must change places with me so I can cross-examine this imposter. Give me your glasses, your robe, your wig, and your briefcase. In that disguise, I can take your place and the imposters will be at my mercy.
Here we are, Dr. Blint. Here's a prisoner from number 12. Come on, my cuckoo.
There's no one here.
Well, there was a minute ago. Every time you turn around in this jail, something happens. Now, look here. You wait here. Keep your eyes open. And don't run away. I shall return. And as for you, matey, I'm tired of telling you we've got no reservations. So you come on over.
I must confess that this is all becoming a bit boring. For a week to dwell in a dungeon cell, growing thin and wizened in a solitary prison, free from my fetters, dream, free to depart.
I must speak with you.
I hear an angelic voice, and it's not my own. Rosalinda, be my love, and with your kisses set me burning. One kiss is all I need to
steal. This is no time for singing. My husband will be here at any moment. We've got to get you out of here. What are we going to do? This is terrible.
I must confess, my little chickadee, I've been thinking along similar lines for the past several hours. Perhaps the lawyer whom I requested can get me out. Here he is now.
Monsieur, madame, the faithless one in Eddie's arms. Will I